As July begins, the month devoted to the precious blood of Jesus, let's take a moment together to reflect on a deeply moving event, the day Padre Pio first received Christ's wounds. This moment changed his life forever and revealed a powerful witness to Jesus' love and sacrifice. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Hello everyone. As many of you know, July in our Catholic tradition is dedicated to the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, a month that invites us to reflect more deeply on the price Jesus paid for our redemption and the love poured out for us through his suffering. Few understood this mystery more deeply than Padre Pio. So, when we speak of the precious blood, it's hard not to think of Padre Pio, who for 50 years bore the wounds of Christ on his own body. Many people know he had the stigmata. But have you ever wondered what it was like when those wounds first appeared? What really happened at that moment? Let's journey back to that miraculous event. After Padre Pio's death, his dear friend, Friar Modestino, was given the task of cataloging the saint's personal belongings. In the process, he discovered that many items were stained with blood, a testament to Padre Pio's constant bleeding. But one item in particular stood out, an old woolen undershirt worn by Padre Pio on Good Friday in 1921, nearly 50 years earlier. It bore the stains of a suffering that had begun 3 years before. To trace the stigmata back, we go to a moment that took place just a few days after the Feast of the Stigmatization of Saint Francis. It was September 20th, 1918. Padre Pio had just celebrated Mass and was praying in the choir loft of the little church in San Giovanni Rotondo. In front of him stood a wooden crucifix, carved in the 17th century by an unknown artist. It was here that Padre Pio received the stigmata. At first, he tried to hide it, but one of his spiritual daughters, Nina Campanile, noticed something strange when she tried to kiss his hand. She immediately understood that Padre Pio had received the stigmata. Quietly, she mentioned it to Father Paulino, the convent superior, who went to Padre Pio's cell to confirm it. Discreetly observing, he saw the wounds exactly as Nina had described. Father Paulino then quickly alerted the provincial superior, Father Benedetto, urging him to come to the convent without delay. But Father Benedetto simply instructed him to remain silent. And so, the matter stayed hidden for a time. Even those closest to Padre Pio knew nothing, and those who did remained silent. Eventually, Father Benedetto ordered Padre Pio under obedience to explain everything in writing. And that's how we have this testimony today, recorded in Benedetto's diary in Padre Pio's own words. He wrote, "I yielded to a drowsiness, similar to a sweet sleep, and all the internal and external senses, even the very faculties of the soul, were immersed in this indescribable stillness. An absolute silence surrounded and invaded me. I was suddenly filled with a great peace and abandonment, which effaced everything else. And then it happened. Padre Pio suddenly saw a mysterious figure appear before him, an exalted being, shining and radiant, yet dripping blood from its hands, feet, and side. The sight filled him with terror. He believed he was going to die and said he was certain he would have had the Lord not intervened to strengthen him. Then, as the vision faded, Padre Pio looked down and realized his own hands, feet, and side were now bleeding. This was no imagination. This was no dream. This was a mystical reality that left a permanent mark on his body. As we come to the end of this reflection, let's bring it back to where so many of us live, real life. It's easy to feel overwhelmed these days by work, family problems, health worries, or just the noise of the world. But Padre Pio's stigmata reminds us that we're never alone in our suffering. God doesn't waste our pain. Like he did with Padre Pio, he can take what hurts most in our lives and turn it into something powerful, something that brings grace, healing, and even joy. So, as we enter the month of July and contemplate the precious blood of Jesus, let's remember that his sacrifice wasn't just a moment in history. It's a source of strength for us today. So, the next time life feels heavy, remember this. Jesus suffered too, and he still walks with us. Through the cross, he's not asking us to carry the weight alone, but to let him carry it with us. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.